from Shabbos to Shabbos is up to this point. So she's nemes, even a shifra is nemes. But the cotton is not nemes. But there it's also only an issa, it involves only an issa rabbanon. So the cotton should be nemes. So that's a kashi. Utchumin the rabbanon mehem nuno lisha ve'ebed ve'loi cotton. Militanya fili kiset ma'abrin. אפילו אבן ואפילו שיפרו נמנס למעט כאן צריך שבס. אבל כתן מלא תקריא תווי מלחושב ובשמייטים בסייב ובפרק שני. נקסו ועשאילו נמונים לאוי בגודלו משרו ובקריטו נעת כאן ונלמר כמו שבס. משמע אבל בקוטנו לאוי היי הרצרציס תראה. היא הדגמור עשז ובבדיקס חומץ אם כתן עם הנמון. נמון. Why? Because with the rice a bit of Baumesagie. So why by Trumim the cotton is not Nemon? The Gemara only says by Trumim, so the Mishnah in Ksube is that Kopche says that the cotton, Lachashim is Gadel, is allowed to testify as to what he observed before he was Bar Mitzvah. Because Trumim, like this, he wouldn't be Nemon. Because it has to be trilosei b'sipil b'kashchas. So in other words, if it had involved the raise, so then a godel wouldn't be able to testify, a godel who just became bar mitzvah, a month ago became bar mitzvah. So he would say, well, I remember that 2 years ago, so the rabbi measured the Trum Shabbos and he determined that the Trum Shabbos is up to this point. So if Trumin had involved in Israel Raise, so a cotton begadluse wouldn't be nemon to testify as to what he observed bikatnuse, because it has to be trilose visefe bikashras. So he would have to be godly at the time of the observation and the godel at the time of the testimony. But in view of the fact that Trumin involves an Issa d'Rabbanan, so a godel can testify. I remember that the Chochem measured the Trum Shabbos up to this point, even though it's safe b'kashres, but Chilosei, he testifies as to an observation that was made by him before Bar Mitzvah. So, but only begadless, if he testifies begadless, but if he testifies begadless, then he's not Nemon, even in Trum de Rabbonon. So why is it so? So he says, Avul Kutno Roy, Haim Mishum, the Trumim in Biodom Klau, Lekach in Nemonim, Kmoi Bibdikas Chometz. So the reason is because Trumim is not even biode. In other words, a cotton in a derabonon is nemon if it is biode, like Dikas comments. But if it's not biode, then the cotton has no nemones, even in Israel above. So by Dikas Chomes is this biode, he is nemon. Mashenkin by Trumim, since it's not biode, he is not nemon, except when he testifies, regardless as to an observation that was made by Katnes. Anyway, this is Teis Veshite, that Noshim Vavodim generally have the same mnemonis as Anoshim. Only in certain matters that involve Tirche Yisere, so then there is a Choshe of Bididome. So the Choshe Lishakir, not intentionally, Chas V'Sholem, but Bididome, maybe they'll rationalize and they'll be mishakir sincerely with good intentions. something that requires tirchadele, and it is something that they are not accustomed to do. So mele they are tzlonies in these areas. So mele they have no nemones. If it had involved the raise. But by the geschomes the anemon, because it only involved the rabbonon, because with the raise a bit of that's one shit is rashim. But that appears to be the predominant shit. That's mentioned by Tesfes, by the Rajbo in Terasabais, by the Chidusha Rajbo in Chum, I think Chum Dafyud, by the Ramban, it's mentioned by many Rishim, that shit. Right. But there are other shits. But the Shulchan Aruch passes like this shit. Now let's see in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Chav Zayin. Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, Siv Gimel, the Ramo says, V'chol heiched yischaze gdobo b'yisea, G'gin tevo lechtichas bos ha-sheinim rikeres, Ein oid nemon oor v'atire, Elo im kim b'yodo l'isati, ואם הוא בכאן בייסך תיכס, אחה של איסה ואחה של היתר, נמון הועיד לימר זה היתר וזה איסה. ועודם נמון על שלי אפילו היחד יסחה זה כיסוי. Then he says, ואישו נמנס בדבר איסה לימר תיקנתי. Ran periko imea ורישחום. But it's not only the Ran, it's the Ran, it's the Itzvets, it's the Rajbo, is the Ramban, is the Rosh, Vidavke, but he mentions one exception. Vidavke Vivada Isa, Kihiniku Boso Bechadimele, Aval Bisofik, Shemo Inka Misa, Kigin Shetzricho Livore, Dogim Mei Mithelim, O Isa Sheyesh Bizdodim Lihokeil, Enisho Nemenes. So the Shach says, V'chein dovo sheyesh b'tirche, ein anoshim nemonis, di noshim atzlon yesen, ukdikosvu hatesves, V'chein kibauti shein anoshim nemonis al nikuach raim, כאין לכם מילצה דטריך יסה ממנו ומפני עצלוסום לא יפשפשו. So on the חלק אחריים that involves טריך יסירה so נושים are not demonies. Why? Not because נושים אחשודיס לשפר חס לשולם intention חס לשולם ומחסס קשרס, but since it involves an unusual tirche, and they are not usually involved in that kind of niku, in the niku acharayim, so mele they are likely to rationalize. And sincerely believe that they made a thorough niku, when in fact they made only a superficial niku. So that's the same, but the same thing, so it doesn't only So it's the same thing, whether something that involves tirche. So women might, you know, rationalize and make and mistakenly think that they did it well when they did it not thoroughly but only superficially, and the same thing sophic when he shemoin kamisea kigen shetzricho liborer dogim tmei miterim, even though that does not necessarily involve such tirche, but since she knows some dogim are terim and some dogim are tmeim, so she might make a superficial inspection and sincerely think that she really sorted out the Torah. So it's the same time of Bididom. Now, the Shach says, Nikur Noshim Anemones, the Ramo says, not the Nikur Acharayim, because Nikur Acharayim in Chotir Chayisa Mitzu. As a matter of fact, today in America, in this country, in Israel, the Almanacher the Chilik Acharayim, but hindquarter. But here in America, we don't use the hindquarter altogether. Why? Because for the same reason that the Shach says that Noshim are not involved in that, so mainly they might rationalize. So it was decided in America by the Rabbonim about 80 years ago or more, by the Rabbonim, we had big Rabbonim in America, that in America you don't have the ideal Shochtim, you know, and the Beitkin, who are involved in making such a thorough nikur in the hindquarter. So because of that, it was adopted that we don't use the hindquarter, we sell it as straight to the goy, for the same reason, because the nikur of the hindquarter involves a very meticulous inspection. Very meticulous inspection. So even the days of the Shah, so when Anoshim were relied upon, but Anoshim couldn't be relied upon because they were not involved in that area, and that required a very meticulous inspection. So there was a choshe, maybe there will be the dome, and because Noshim died in Kales, some mele, they are not there. But generally, an isha has the same emunas nisurim as an isha, except in certain areas where we are cheshish for b'didome, maybe mistakenly. They'll think they made a thorough inspection when in fact they did not make a thorough inspection. That's the sheet of Tesis, the Rashbo, the Ramban, the Ram, the Rosh, but it's not the only sheet of Rashim. It's the predominant sheet of Rashim. But there are other sheets. Now the Miri, the Rabba Miri mentions five different sheets. But among the five different sheets, this chitta is also mentioned. This is the predominant chitta. But the Rav merely mentions five different chittas in respect to nemones of an isha in Iso. According to all the chittas, an isha is certainly nemones in Isurin if it's not his hazik Isurin. The various shittas are only in the case of Ischazik Isurei and Biyodei. Now, if it's Ischazik Isurei and not Biyodei, so even Nish is not Nemon, we pass. But if it's Ischazik Isurei and it is Biyodei, so Nish is definitely Nemon, so according to the predominant Shittas Rishonim, and Nisho is Also, when man is accepting something that involves unusual tirche, in which they are not involved, but, so then there is a choshe, maybe sincerely they will be mishake. Unintentionally they will be mishake. They will be bridome. But there are other shittes. Now let's see this, the various shittes that the Rav Amiri mentioned. The Mir here mentions five different shittes, but each one of the five different shittes is mentioned by other Rishonim in other places, in Shir Mekubetzes, in Ksuvos Daf Ayin Beis, in Shir Mekubetzes, in Ksuvos Daf Chof Ches, by Rishonim in Chum Daf Yud, but here in Pesachim, the Mir, as far as I know, is the only Rishon who really gives an exhaustive account of the various shittas of Rishonim in respect to the nemones of Noshim in Yisroel. Alright. So the first shita is the first shita that is that the Ritva in Ksubes Daf Ayin Beis also mentions, so is Lechumre, that neither Noshim nor Avodim, not only Avodim, but even Noshim, have Nemones Nisurim only if it's not Ishazik Isurim. But if it is Ishazik Isurim, neither Noshim nor Avodim have any Nemones Nidareis. Even if it is Biyomi. So Meire, Teisve says, Maisim Becholyeim, that Noshim are involved Niko Achele Vagid. So these Rishonim say that Shalikidim, in other words, we could not rely on Noshim in respect to Niko Agit, Niko Achille Vagit. So he says, El Yesh Mehem Neitim Lidaze Ache Kosval Di Maise Shein Semchin O Anoshim Bidovo Shehuz Agbe Yisoteo O Meato Ein Emonei Sal Niko Boso Min Achille Vemin Agit Vichim Bitiko Natebel Uch Meishom Ub Meseches Ksubes אילו יצי שלוי בקסובי, מחילוסי שאיני מיוסיה, ושאיני קיצו לחלה, ומשמשמוסי נידו. All right, so there is ישיטס הרשיינים, and they even mention a raya from the Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Ayin Beis, but that raya is no raya, on the contrary, the other rishonim say, from that Gemara there is a raya to the contrary, but I don't want to spend the time going over the Gemara. But if you want to look it up, so you'll see that I'm basing Ksuvos. So there is one Shittas HaRishonim that Noshim Va'avodim Meinochaname have only Nemones in Yisurim if it's not Ishazik Yisurim. But if it is Ishazik Yisurim, they are not Nemones, even if it's Yodom. So then you'll ask, Maisim Becholyeim, that they are Nemon al Niko. So these Rishonim say that Shaloi Kedim, the Maisim Becholyeim, is Shaloi Kedim. All right, of course. So it's Yishita Tchuyo, because we see that Klal Yisrael has relied on the Niko of Noshim. Right, but that's a certain Yishita Rishonim. And the Ritva in Ksuvos Daf Ayin Beis mentions that Chite and the Ritva rejects the cheating. All right. And these Rishonim say that a woman has only nemones in Isurin, in a case of Ischazik Isurei, even if it is Yodei, only by Nido, because there is a Gazakosim, Visofololatsmo. But in other Isurin, if it is Ischazik Isurei, even if it's Yodo, she has no nemones. Oh, but if it's not Ischazik Yisroei, let's say Bdikas Tiloim Shebi Yerokes Hu Mipnei Shelehuzak Beisa. So there is no. That's one shita. Then there is another shita V'yeish Neitin Lidas Acheres Lema Sheba Avodim Uktanim Adinkei Avo Noshim Av Bisateira Nemonis V'lo Yutzrichu Lema Kan Him Niu Rabonon Bide Rabonon Honoshim. In other words, then there is a second chite that Noshim had the same mnemones as a Noshim, without any exception. And even in something that involves unusual tirche, in which they are not involved, still, Noshim had mnemones, even though it is Chazik Yisroei, as long as it's Biodom. If it's not Biodom, so a Nish doesn't have mnemones either. But, briefly stated, Dishite holds that Noshim have the same mnemones as a Noshim without exceptions. Without exceptions. So then the question arises, why does the Gemara say that the reason is why they are Nemon? Because Midrash is Bittul Baal Mesage. So the Gemara says it on account of Ktanim and Avodim. Ktanim and Avodim. So Ktanim, of course, are not Nemon in Midrash, and Avodim are not Nemon in Midrash if it's Chazik Yisroei. Ktanim, even if it's not Chazik Yisroei. But Avodim if it's Ischazik Yisroei. So the Gemara mentions Midrash Bittul Baal Mesage on account of Ktanim and Avodim. But insofar as Noshim are concerned, we don't have to resort to Midrash Bittul Baal Mesage. So in other words, according to the second Chite, that V'yeish Neitim Lidas Acheres Leima Sheba Avodim Uktanim Adin Kein Avon Noshim av Visoteiro Nemonis V'lo Yitzruch Leima Kani Niu Rabonon Bid Rabonon Elo Mipnei Avodim Uktanim Honoshim Nemonis Av Bishel Teiro. And that's the Shite of the Sefer HaShlome and the Michtom. That's the second Shite. So in other words, the second Shite is in the other pole of the first Shite. The first Shite is that Noshim have no mnemones altogether by Ischazik Yisroei. And the second Shite is they have total mnemones, total full mnemones, like a Noshim. And even in something that involves a great Yach. Alright. So, that's the second Shite. Then, V'yeish kam da'ash lishish li'tzarif imoem es ha'avodim mimashirou b'shchite sh'ha'avodim k'noshim, because the Mishnah Chum says ten nevet k'shecht, so he has nemones. V'afein pirshu shema shehutzlo choleim ha'kanim nu rabonon bid rabonon af mitiras noshim b'avodim k'in ומפני שיש בבדיקס חומץ דריח יסיה, בבדיקס חורים וזוקים, ושהדובר קורב ליטייס, ולמה החומץ בחורים וזוקים היכה, ומפתחכך אלמולי שבדיקוסים דרבונו לינוסים חן עליהם. The third sheeta, that's the predominant sheeta. That's the sheet of Tesis and the Rashbo. in the Rosh, and that's the Shita that the Rama passes. In other words, the general Noshim had mnemonis. Noshim and Avodim had mnemonis, even if it is Chazak Yisurei, as long as it's Biyotim. But there are certain exceptions. What exceptions? Something that involves unusual terror. So that's the Dashlishis. Then the Yesh Machri, now the fourth Shite that the Rabbi mentioned, Shekol Shehuzak Beisa Teiro Im Yochel Akrisho Eine Memenes Ki Indikas Chomets Shaaf Imotso Chomets Ein Kanak Hoshe שאפשר שבודקו וחומץ להחכים בו אוי שלוי בודקו יופי יופי ומתכך הוצחכנו בו לטעם רבונו ולרבונו אבל ניקו גיד וחילב הרי הקושוסו מצויו אם נישה שום חילב גיד וחיים הפכוסך לניסיורו שישלנו היכן ילמיני איתנו צור וימומרו פלני תיקן לי אפשר להכחישו ואם שתאימה הולך מנסיים נעדו במוצ זה ציפור שיטה Now, the fourth shite so is mentioned by the Ritva in Psoche mentioned such a shite and that shite is that if it is Chaziki Surei But it's Biyodei. Now, of course, if it's not Chazik Yisurei, not Biyodei, so even Nish has no harmonies. But if it's Chazik Yisurei, then it's Biyodei, so then it depends. If it is something that could be verified, and in case the Nish doesn't say the truth, so then it can be shown that she doesn't say the truth, so then she has the mnemonis. And that's the reason as to why So according to the first sheet, we cannot be seimich. The first sheet has been here mentioned. No, but these Rishonim say it's maisim b'chol yeim u'yaseimich. Even though it's ischazik isurei, but it's b'yodom. So we rely on the testimony of Noshim in regard to Nikur Agid Vachilet. Why? Because over there it can be verified. Mele Nisho is more thorough because she knows she will not rationalize because she knows if she hadn't been meticulously careful in being in Akeya, the Gida Moshe or the Chaylev, so then it will be found out. You check it. Some Mele, they are more careful. They like to rationalize. But if they feel that they will not be checked, but if they know that they can be checked, then they're not disposed to rationalize. So that's why they are nemon by Nikra Agid Vachelen. Masheinke, by Dikas Chomet, if it had been the Raise, so you couldn't verify it. Suppose, could you contradict them? Suppose a woman says, she made a thorough search, then you'll make another search, and you'll find a piece of Chomet here, a piece of Chomet there, so that will not show that they were not truthful, because they'll be able to say, oh, that chometz, I mean, they'll sincerely say that chometz was brought over by an arbor, by a squirrel, by a child, after we made the search. So there are children, so children brought in pieces of earth into the house. So in other words, it cannot be contradicted. So if it had been with their eyes, so by Dobo that is Ischazik Yisurei and it cannot be contradicted, so then they wouldn't have mnemonis, even if it be only. But Nikra Agid Vachelev, so they can be contradicted, so then they have mnemonis. That's the fourth sheet. Then V'yesh machrin l'das acheres. That's what I mentioned before. She'oisho nemenes b'yisurin o'regilim ki yiniko boso v'afros eschale u'maisa v'nide avol ma she'in itodia ki yin b'dikas chometz il'mole ishum d'rabono nemenes b'y. In other words, that's the shite that is mentioned in Shita Mekubetzes in Ksuves, Daf Chofres, in the name of Shita Yishono. So they say, I think that Shita Yishono has reference to something that involves a great Yerche. A great Yerche. So, but, let's say, like Nikur Agid Vachile. So, there are certain Nikurim that involve it, let's say Nikur Acharayim. So the Shach says, the Shach says that Nikur Acharayim, they're not in Nemonis. Only in the other parts of the Behemoth, they're Nemonis. That does not involve such meticulous effort. But, these are Shem Shiti Yishona says that if it is something in which they are rogil, so then they are not choshed, then they will not rationalize because they are involved in that kind of work. So, like Niko Boso and Afrosas Chalomaisei, even if it involves meticulous care, and he mentions Nida also, the business why women. Is the menace in Ido sometimes looking at a b'dike also involves a lot of meticulous care, you know, meticulous care to determine whether it's reddish or not reddish. So a woman is the menace. Why? Because they are rogel. I mean, they are more rogel in that than anybody else. So mele, there is no choshe of bididome. That's the shita of the shita Yishona. So that's the fifth shita. Now this is five shitas that the Arav Amiri here and Tzochi mentioned. Right. Now then the Miri mentions the Yerushalmi that Tesis mentions here. And I'm mentioning that because it's interesting. The Arav Amiri explains the Yerushalmi in the opposite way of Tesis and the other regime. What does Tesis say? Tesis says the Shite that generally Noshim have the same mnemonis as Anoshim. In his Chazik Yisurei, if it's Biyode. But there are certain exceptions, like Dikas Chometz, if it had involved the Yeraise, they wouldn't have mnemonis. Why? Because Atzroni, you say, something that involves great effort, so they're not nemon, because they are choshud lishake or bishayik, not b'mezit chas v'shon, but bishayik. So Tesis says, kimivuya b'yerushalom. Now, what's the lashon of b'yerushalom? Here, in the first perek in Pesachim. ובתלמוד המיירוב אמרו על סוג יזו רס כנושים מתייך שאין עצרון יש בית כיס כלשהי בית כיס כלשהי. So how does Tesis explain it? Because in other words, that the reason that Yerushalmi itself is the kash. Why do we say that Noshim Anemon to say it was Nivdak the Bais? Because Midraise Bibito Baumesagi. But even if it hadn't been a sufficient Bibito Baume, let's say we know they were not Mivate. Let's say we know they were not Mivate. So then they should also be Nemon the Noshim to say that they obeyed the Chomet. Because they have mnemonis. So the Yerushalmi says, Les kanoshim, mitech shin atzloni yeis, beit kis kolshei. Beit kis kolshei. Sotis ves and the Rosh and the Rashbo, they all explain the Yerushalmi in the sense that the reason as to why we have to resort to the Tam of Midraisi Bittul Baal Masagi. But if it had involved the rice, there wouldn't be a monies, because this is an exception, because it involved a lot of tirche. So mele, there would be possibility, achshoshe, of vizidome. Maybe they'll think they made a thorough search, when in fact they didn't make a thorough search. That's how Tesis and Rashbo and the Rosh explained Yerushalmi. But Rav Amir himself explains it in the opposite way. In the opposite way. And the Rav Amiri apparently, the Rav Amiri, he mentions five shittes. He mentions five shittes. He mentions five shittes, and apparently he himself agrees with the fifth shittes, that noshim, so anemones, in something that in other words, that notion anemones in Isurin, in something that is Ischazek Isure, and Biode, only if it's Idovo Horogil, something in which they are involved, but something that they are not involved in, so if it's Ischazek Isure, they have no nemones. So he says, so yisho nemenes bi yisurim or gilim, ki niko boso v'afros aschale umayse avinide, avo ma she'ini todia, ki gengdikas chomets l'more yishu mide rabonon, ein nemones bein, because it's ischazik yisurei, and they're not holding in that. So mele, there is a possibility of bididome. They'll say they made a good search, even though they did not make it a search. So then the Yerushalmi says, so the only reason as to why the Gemara says that the anemone because the rice and bittul baal masagi is because it involves the rabbon. So even though they're not trogil in that kind of work, they are also nemon. They are also nemon. So the Yerushalmi says, one mandoma says in Yerushalmi that by Bdikas Chometz we don't have to resort to Midrais and Bittul Baal Masagi. And Noshim al Nemonis, even if it had involved the Midrais. Why? Because Noshim is a strange pshat, just the opposite of the pshat by all the other Rashim. Inasmuch as Noshim Atzvon is in, and Dikas Chometz involves a lot of Tirche, so even though they are not trivial in that kind of work, but they are more conscientious because they know themselves. They know their weak spots. They know that they are atzlonius. So mele, they are determined to make it all job, because they know that people will, you know, form an impression of them on the basis how thoroughly they make the search upon it. some male, and they know their weaknesses, they know that they are Swanisen, some male, they are determined to make a meticulous search. So that's how he explained it.
Uvital mit der Meire auf Omrau zu Jesu les kanoshi. Mit der Schnatzlone jes beit kis kolschein. Wie ich rapierisch bei les kanoshim. Kleima lo yutzrachnu li hachschir bdikoso mit am se. She mit der Schnatzlone jes beit kis kolschein. Rosalima, so this explains beit kis kolschein. They content themselves with this superficial search. Oh, but he says, Rosalima, Eison bin Lachtum bimatum. So they make the search slowly, carefully. They know they have a reputation as being lazy. So they want to prove their efficiency. So they dafke, lahachas the men. So the Davke make a very meticulous search. So even if they won't be Vatel, even if the owner of the Chometz of the Bais wasn't be Vatel and it involved in the Raise, so that Mandoma, that Amir in Yerushalm says, no Shemanimonis. No Shemanimonis. Osleima, Eisom Lachtom Bimatun. Beinun Trudis Basokim Acherim, U Beit Kis Kolshei, Rosalima Bechol Kirchon Yofi Yofi. So where do you find that Kolshei means Yofi Yofi? Liflu Kolshei means superficially. So he mentions another Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in the same period says, Lomoleir Aneir. So what does the Gemara say? Because the Yerushalmi says the same thing but uses another expression. So what does it mean, kol shu there? Yofi yofi. So here, so they are aware of their weaknesses, so they make sure to make it bdike yofi yofi. To make it slowly, you know, slowly but surely. So Mimele, even if it had involved the Yeraise, they would be Nemonis. That's the nearest pshat. And then he says, V'yesh miforshi meisi behefech, vein divrein klum. Behefech means tesis pshat, rasbe pshat. But he says, vein divrein klum. Tesis pshat in Yerushalmi is not good. But, so, just the opposite of tesis. It's interesting. All right, anyway. That's the five shittas. But the predominant shitta is the shitta of Tesis. And that's the third shitta that the Harav Amiri mentions. Now, all right, that will be enough for today. Now, I told you to be prepared up to the Gemara Dafeyam Beis, the two dots. But for tomorrow, so I assume that you went over the Gemara up to Tanei Rabbanan. And then, so for tomorrow, you should go up to the Gemara of Davor Bomdalet, up to Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav, Hameitze Chometz Bibesi Biyontev, Kifel Evesakli. In other words, that's the second big line in Davor Omud Aleph. Okay. Off yesterday by the third Abaye. There are three Abayes. One Abaye, the first Abaye was whether Hamaske Abayes Chadir Vavos Almili Dik Hamaskeya Oyal Aseicheya. So that the more was patient. It all depends whether Mesiras HaMafteach
took place before the beginning of the 14th day on Ad, if the Mishael Samaftiach took place before the beginning of the 14th day, then the Chayv is Chal on the Seichiyah. But if the Mishael Samaftiach took place after the beginning of the 14th day, so then when the Chiyuv took effect, it was Chal on the Maseichiyah. This is the first advice, so Gemara was definitely patient. And then the second Abaye is Hamaska Bais Khavir Baboso Cheskosi Boduk Oyin Cheskosi Boduk. So here it's not so clear whether the Gemara is patient or not, but the Ram says that even though the Gemara had the Shakuritaye, but since it's Yishayim and Rabbonon, so Meire and Rab Nachman by Yitzchok was disposed at the very beginning to say that from the Braise it's a Raye, that it's Cheskosi Boduk, so Meire we pass that Cheskosi Boduk. Here is the third Abai. Hamaske Abayis Lachaveire Bicheskas Boduk Umotze Sheini Boduk Ma Mi Havik Mekachtoe Eloi Toshma Dona Rabaye Loi Mi Boye Beasre Doya Beagre Ubotke Di Nichle Linish Kiume Mitze Bigufe Elafiu Beasre Die Ave Agre Ubatke is the Michale Linesh Likume Mitzvahine. Now let's see the Rashi. Mi Ave Mekachtoetz Vimbo Asich El Arzabei Al Di Alileisov Vileima Al Luikach Sochalti Vein Tnai Shalonu Kayo Malo Varzea. So the maskone is that it's not in Mekachtoes, not only in a place where they don't pay to a person, to a worker, to be beidik. Then of course, nichol linish l'kiyum mitzvah begufe. But even if they, it is customary in that town to engage a person to be beidik, so here we could say, since it was rented out Becheskas Boduk, so that's an important detail, the fact that it's Boduk. And that he, that if it's not so, if it wasn't Nivdek, so the whole Mekach is Mekach Toes, so it means there was what? No, we don't say that. Because so even though it was mentioned in the agreement that it was Nibdek, but we don't consider that the Bdike as a conditio sine qua non, without which it's not being granted. Because the every Jew is interested in being Mikhaim, the mitzvah of Dike himself, even to spend money on it, even when he has to pay a worker. So, some Rishayim say, only when it's a Dover Muet, not if it involves a big sum of money. The big sum of money, because there is a Gemore. The Miri mentions that, there is a Gemara third.
just before the mission. Kikabu kinochosh. Sorry, hotel hay, see you in soil. Be goodly at her abonon, be mainly at her abonon. In other words, when, if it's necessary to engage someone who acts like a magician, who is able to manipulate the Renochosh to throw out the kikia from its mouth, so then he doesn't have to pay money. So mainly atrechur abonot. So why? But here the Gemara says that nichol l'inesh l'mevet misumo mainly. So why atrechur abonot? If every Jew is willing to spend money, so the chachamim should be mechayevin. If he's willing, that's the thing he wants. He's yearning for it. So the answer is, over here, it's igbaldig of a muet. The Rav Amir said that. So mele, it's nichlish. Mashen came to pay a chaver, you know, to take her, to manipulate that the nochosh should throw out the kikia. You have to pay him a big fee, a relatively big fee. So then, leatrichu rabono. All right. Anyway. So that's what the Gemara says. Now, when we buy a chadu yave akrelacher mo batkel kol ishvi ishbetikas beisei lewatsam emali mekachtoez dimo isi yodei ashini bodik lo isi seyechei di bada nichal lina shlemevet mitvili gufei vi nama viyar le bodik lo yoma nichal nikach ala afilu das lomini yetov nei el iskeir beitkin kol ishvi beisei di kehashtech isolom kiz atroche im yoda beesne du le bodik lo yave oda bei di nichalei והי בקורות הבאי נשמיל סחריטי דאשקה בי סחריטי ושפירה מיני. Even though he's chizeya, so we say he's chizeya not because it wasn't midday. He changed his mind. He doesn't want to rent the house. So he's using that as a pretext. So it's not the real motive. Now, Hamaskia bayis lachaveiragal, one small thesis. Hamaskia bayis lachaveirag, cheska shu baruch. Nira le rashbo, that's the rash. Rabbi Simsh, ibishleish osa rayere. Ibabo oso, ala maskia lude. So thesis says, the ram is chelik on thesis. But thesis says, as it were poshut, that the whole abaye, and then the maskonel di more years, it's not a mekachtoes. So the whole abaye and the maskone that it's not a mekachtoes has reference to a case where he was maski abayis l'chaveire on the 13th. So mikra din, whose responsibility is it to be beidik? The maskiels or the seicher? The seicher, this is a simple. In other words, as long as the Messiah Samachteach, according to Teisve Shite, so even if the Messiah Samachteach did not take place before the beginning of the 14th, but if he made it in Chazoke before the beginning of the 14th, so the Seicher has the responsibility. According to the Ram, the Magid Mishneh, So, the Messiah Samachteach is important if he may can hazok. But we are talking in such a case where if there was Messiah Samachteach, some mele in such a case where the Messiah, if it was vented on the 13th, so that means when the chiyuv took effect the evening of the 14th, so upon whom did the obligation of dike become incumbent? Upon the seicher. So maybe we say, even though the maskir, when he rented the house to the seicher, So you went to him. Becheskas Badu, it's not an express. Because after all, it's not a conditio sine qua non. Because after all, whose obligation is it? Essential, the beginning. Whose obligation? The Seicher's obligation. Because it was rented before the 40. So Mele, even though he'll have to spend this small amount of money, okay, it doesn't matter. After all, he'll spend the money because it's his obligation. Mashein came if it was rented on the 14th in the morning, Erev Pesach, early in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, he rented the house to the Seich, and he gave him the key, he gave him everything, and he made the king a chazon. So Mele, so upon when the Chiyuv Dike arose, the evening of the 14th, the night before, upon whom was it Chal? It was Chal on the Maskir. Upon Chal on the Maskir. And in the Maskir, when the Maskir rented out the house to the Seicher, so he rented it out to Cheskas Boruch. Cheskas Boruch. So we should say, it's not the Mekachtoes. Why? Nichle Linish, the Mevavisim Lameinei. Does that mean, that every Jew is such a tzaddik that he is ready, you know, to even to spend money in order to be mekayim mitzvahs for other Jews? Such a matrega, so every Jew has to be a big tzaddik, ready to do the mitzvahs b'dike of the other Jew. Whose mitzvah is the b'dike? The master's mitzvah. The master's mitzvah. And the master told him, the Cheskas Boruch. So the master told him it is Boruch. So we should say, well, he's eager. That wasn't an important condition. Because he's willing to do mitzvahs. He's willing to do mitzvahs. The mitzvahs that are incumbent upon me, I'm willing to do. But why should I be willing to do the mitzvahs that are incumbent upon anybody else? So in other words, Teisve Svore seems to be very mistava. Teisve Svore. Very mistava. Very mistava. Teisve Svore. We cannot say Nichal Linish Lumevet Mitzvah Vomene in a case where the mitzvah was primarily incumbent upon the maskir, and the maskir told the seicher he was beirik. Now, so we say, this was not an essential point, an essential condition in renting the house. Because after all, Nichol initially never mitzvah, he didn't want me. Fine, my own mitzvahs. Nichol Inish. You see, a Jew is ready to put up mezuzahs in his house and to go and buy mezuzahs to put them up in his house. But will anybody say that every Jew is willing to buy mezuzahs to put up in his friend's house? Such a matrige. Such a matrige. So that's what Jesus says. And it seems to be his lordship. His lordship. But the Ran is really coming to Jesus. נראה לרשבות בשלישו עשר היה, דיבר בעשר על המסקר לידי. לסטרם צ'רם. Like this, Tesis seems very mistaken. Why? Hamaske buys the Ran and the Rit. Hamaske buys the Chaverei b'cheska shehu boduk. Kosva Tesis, Kosva Tesis, b'yud gimlaya. Di b'yud alet, ho asikne li'il da Hamaske libik. Now, look, there is an alet. That Hagoye is from Gnosis Shpira. so. I forgot because I'm sorry. It's in base. I'm asking it in base. Rosalina, di Meira she is kiri bein yudale, uvi lailo she yudale, hoya abayis mamesh vecheska samaskia. אם כן הבדיקים מוטלס על המסקיה ולא מסקין הוחד ומיכל ולינש לקיום המיסה בגופי וכן לומני הלא הבדיקים מוטלס על הפעל על המסקיה מחויב לבדי I mean it seems to be a small upshot All right, but let's see what it comes ואחרים אמרו תכי אמרינו די מיכל ולינש היינו לעניין ולהבי מקחתוס אבל שלומי בוי Then he mentions, that's the shita of the Ramban. The Ramban says that even though it's nichal elinish, the mempis mameine, so that means it's not in mekachtoes. It's makachtoes. But he still, the seichea can still demand, legally demand. He can go to Besdin and enforce it through Besdin. That the maskia should reimburse him for the money he had to pay to a worker to be bedding the house. Let's say he has to pay $1 to a worker to be bedding the house, so he can demand that the maskia should reimburse him that $1. True, but Morris says, Nichle Linishli Mebet Mitzvah, you mameine? Fine, Nichle Linishli Mameine. But, why should he spend his dollar? After all, the masker agreed. The masker agreed. In other words, he said that it's Becheskas Bodok. So, we say it's not in Mekachtoyes that he should be able to Bechezer and say, I don't want there was fraud in this agreement, in this lease, and mainly I'm not taking the house, even if you are reimbursing me. I'm still not. So, that we don't say. But, we don't say Michal Winishli Mered Mitzvah Meinei to such an extent that he shouldn't even be entitled to demand that the masker reimburse. That's the Rambanshi. But the Ran is, and that also seems to be very mistaba. But the Ran is Chilik and the Ran also. The Ran is Chilik and the Ramban also. אחרים אמרו, דכי אמרינו מיכל לינש, היינו לעניין להב מקחתוס, אבל שלומי בוי, ואני אמר, לא כדברי זה ולא כדברי זה. So, the Ran is חלק המתיסווס, and he is חלק המרמבנשי. In the Ran. So, it is a very big חידש. In the Ran, very big חידש. If the Ran, לכל הפוח הסד agreed with the sheet of the Ramban, then we could understand very well as to why he's chelik and teisves. Because once we accept the shita of the Ramban, so that means that the Gemara doesn't mean nichal minish levin mitzvah momeine that he has to sustain the monetary laws. Nichal minish levin mitzvah momeine that he cannot say there was fraud, it was a mekachtois. But a monetary loss he doesn't sustain because the masker will still have to reimburse him the dollar, let's say, that he has to pay the worker to be paid. So melee we could understand the reason as to why the Ran is chelik and teisves. What is teisves for? Teisves for is that in case where it was rented out, let's say, Erev Pesach in the morning. Erev Pesach in the morning. Not be Yud Gimel. Some Nele Dechiyuv was Chal on the Maskia. So it's his responsibility to be Beidik and to spend money on paying the worker to be Beidik. So some Nele, we cannot say Michal Linish, the Medivismal Nele, it's not in the Tachtoris. It is in the Tachtoris, David says. After all, this was a very essential condition. In other words, that he shouldn't have to pay for doing that, which is the which is the master's responsibility. So then the Ram says, no, even though it's the master's responsibility to pay, to repay the, but after all, the Secha is not going to sustain monetary loss anyway. So only he'll have to pay the worker. He'll have to lay out the money to the worker. But then he'll get it back from the maskia. So even though he will be doing the mitzvah that was incumbent upon the maskia, it's still because he's not sustaining any monetary loss. So if the Ran had agreed with the Shita of the Ramban, then there would be cogent logic in the Ran Shita against Teisa Shita. But he is helping us, said the Ran. So he's saying, don't think that I'm chilek and tasteless because I agree with the Ramban. No, I'm chilek and tasteless in spite of the fact that I'm chilek and the Ramban too. I'm still chilek and tasteless. Now that we have to understand, so what's the logic of the Ran? He's chilek and the Ramban shite. So that means, and he's chilek and tasteless too. So that means that according to the Ran, it's a big chidesh. It's striking. In other words, that Michal Elinesh never mitzvah Momeini goes so far that he is even ready to sustain monetary loss. You have to pay a dollar. What's this for? Well, apparently the Ran holds that the material of the every Jew is so high, I mean, that he is even willing to sustain monetary loss. But I mean, as long as it's a dollar worth, as the Arad Amiri says. Of course, if it involves $100, so the Ran wouldn't say it. But as long as it involves only dollar worth, so a Jew is ready even to spend a dollar worth, a dollar, in order to do a mitzvah. Even though the mitzvah is the obligation primarily of somebody else. Of somebody else.
The reason as to why, I mean, I see that Jews in Chicago are so reluctant, you know, to spend money on mezuzahs, extra mezuzahs, and they are all willing, you know, to take off the mezuzahs from the old house. I mean, I have a lot of trouble from these people. They don't leave me alone. I tell them that you're not allowed to knock off a mezuzah. A goy is not going to move in. Because the Gemara in Bar Metzia mentions a very severe einish for anyone who knocks off a mezuzah when he leaves the house. And my father was a very big makpid on that. So I don't think that Avas Yisrael assumes such dimension that we have to forego on certain things because a Jew wants to save a few dollars. So I have so much trouble from these people. I mean, they argue and then they go to somebody else. And if somebody else holds asses them, so they go to a third party until they find the rock who gives them the help. And find yours. So, I mean, that's contrary to the Gemara. According to the Ran, even if it is the mitzvah is incumbent primarily upon another Jew, the answer is because that's only in regard to the Ramuet. But mezuzahs, now, unfortunately, is not involved with Dovah Merubeh, especially if you want to find a good mezuzah, some melee, such an extent, even the Ran wouldn't say. But the Ran Shiti is that Michal Rinesh Magnus Mamele implies that a Jew is even ready to sustain a monetary loss as long as it's Dov HaMoed, in order to do Mikayim Mitzvah, even if the Mitzvah was not primarily incumbent upon him, but the Mitzvah was primarily incumbent upon the Master.
Right. Vami eimi aloiki divrizeh aloiki divrizeh elo b'yidalad askin u'mishimoche, not like Tezus. Hamaska b'ayis l'chav yecheske shu bodik, let's say, on the morning of the 14th. And then it turned out that it wasn't Baduk. U'mishimoche mistam lovi omar v'cheska shehu Baduk. Mistam stume, the dagwe. Mistam stume. V'cheska shehu Baduk. V'riboy l'meichash li sveike di bayin di lil. Maski abayiz b'yudalet. יחזקה זה בודוק או יאין חזקה זה בודוק ויקום הסתומה ויחזקה זה בודוק. You see, why is he ma'arech in the Lashon here? He wants to explain the expression. Why doesn't the Gemara says Hamaski abayis lachaveirei ויאמרי שהוא בודוק ונמצא שאין בודוק? Why does he say ויחזקה שהוא בודוק? Let him say, Hamaskia bayis lachaveirei v'yomale shehu baduk v'yim tzosheinu baduk. According to Teisves, this is from Kash. Teisves says that this abaye is reference to the case where was maskia v'yudgimu minastam is certainly not the cheskas baduk. Minastam is the cheskas sheinu baduk. So mele, what does the Gemara mean the cheskas shehu baduk? Not that he didn't say anything, but he told him, listen, I already searched the house for chometz. I already searched it. It has no chometz. So the Gemara should say, according to Teisves, the Gemara should say, Hamaskia bayis lachaveirei, v'yoma leyamaskia liseichei, asha bayis ubodu, v'nimtza sheini bodu. Why did the Gemara use that lotion? Hamaska bayis lachaveirei b'cheska shuba. So it's a raya from that lotion, not like this. That's what the Ram means. The Gemara has reference to the case of Hamaska bayis lachaveirei b'yudalet in the morning. Let's say like this year, Sunday. So he was maskia bayis lachaveirei Sunday morning. And so in mele, it has to do, so he doesn't have to say to him, listen, I already searched the house for you. He doesn't have to say it, because there was an abaye in the Gemara before, a maskia bayis lachaveirei yedalet, so or not the cheskas baduk, and there was no, the Gemara wasn't explicitly patient thereby. But the Ram said before, we discussed it yesterday, that since it's a question of the Rabbonon, because the Raisi Bitul Baal Mesage, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok was at the very outset disposed to deduce from the Braise that it is the cheskas baduk, so we pass like that, we do it. We pass by it. So mele, that's why the Gemara used the lotion Hamaskia bayis lachaveirei b'cheska shubor, and doesn't use the lotion Hamaskia bayis lachaveirei v'omalei Hamaskia l'seichei sh'abayis shuboduk v'nimtza sheini boruk, because we are dealing with the Maskia b'yudalet. So why does he have to tell him? Listen, it was already searched, it was already inspected. In a stamp, it means that it was already inspected, it was already searched. If we say that a maskone in the previous abaye is that it is b'cheskas baduk, and if we say that a maskone in the previous abaye is that it's not b'cheskas baduk, so then the Gemara means Hamaskia bayis lachaveirei v'omalei shehu baduk. But the Gemara doesn't want, you know, to involve itself in that discussion. That's why it was discussed, it's finished with that discussion. So the Gemara is says in it. But according to Teisves, that this Abaya is reference to Maskev Yud Gimel. So then the Gemara should say the Feresh, HaMaske Abaya is Lachavir Evi Omar Ya Maske Liseyche Yash Abaya is Oya Bodo Ve'inim Zoshin Bodo. So there's the riot against Teisves. All right. So he says, ומשמוח המיסטם לרומה בחזקו שבודק, ליבוי למיחס לסריקה ליבאי מליל, מס כבאי גדל לחזקו שבודק, לחזקו שבודק, כמה סתום לחזקו שבודק, כלי מדי חזקו שבודק, מסוק מביסטום, ואם אין חזקו שבודק, מסוק מדי כמה לבהדיה, it was בודק. And then he found out, 2 hours later, לא ידעים בליה, it wasn't even searched, it wasn't even searched, so is it a mekachtoes or it's not a mekachtoes? Umaskinon lehav mekachtoes. So udiko kashelu to maskinon liil vlamaskel libdeit lui kasheli klau. The liil shaklinon vitarinon mitzvas biu raman ramye umaskinon de amaske ramye vihoche boye iom amaskel ibinele mevedice iname de lesele maske bimote. I mean, why Sechel Isagalei Bio? If the master is not the Mote, some mele, and the obligation, since the when the lease took place, Erev Pesach morning, so the obligation was hal upon the maskir, and whose chometz is it? Also the maskir's, it's not a Sechel's chometz. So maybe it doesn't have to be Beidik, the house altogether. Why shouldn't he be allowed to move into the house without searching it? No, so we see it's a raye. Damrino li kamon v'chemzi shol nochri eisil in mechitzig of Eyayud. So why is mechitzig of Eyayud after all? Balzikoye is not Eyvea. Aval atzare shol acherim v'shol gavea. And so memele, why should he make him a chitze? So that means that even that midah rabbanon, you are mechuyev to make a bdike. If you are going to stay in the house, even though it's not your chometz, even though it's somebody else's chometz. So mele, in the case where the maskir rented out the house to the seicher early in the morning, erev Pesach, and then he left town, so the seicher is forced to be leaving the house. He cannot say, it's not my chometz, it's the master's chometz, why should I worry about it? It's not my responsibility. The answer is, even when somebody has a goyish chometz in his house, so now he cannot destroy it because then it will be a mazik, the goyish chometz, and it's not even about the roye, but he has to make a mechitze, the cholapach. He is a mechitze. What is that? The seicher cannot be mevatel. It's not his. He's no bailing. He's no authority to be mevatel. Somebody else's chometz.
So in this case, won't be any
bittul. There won't be any bittul either. But he doesn't. The raisi doesn't require bittul because it's not his chometz. But we see even vis-a-vis chemtzi shel nochri, he's not even body roye. He's not mechuyev mitashpisu. But mid rabbonon, he has to remove it somehow. Either remove it or the pochas make him a chitzi. The chem shmoch is a chitzi gavayud. The chim shechein biinon yihav mekachtoes. The hoche lav misas biur askinon. El linyindine shakvinu vitarginu maskinon de lehav mekachtoes. The nichal ilayine shlikiyum mitzvah afil b'memeinei. The limotza tovo leiseicha lemaskir. And he cannot even demand that the maskir reimbursing my daphically Charlie no only mask your cloud the mitzvah bill who do the ram yali mask ya the afal gabdali abde leke juve the momene ali cloud kay nearly. What is he saying here? In other words, that we say he cannot demand that the mask here reimburse the seicher because the aloche that imacho imosara mafteach call you Dalit. So Allah Maskelivdeik is not a Hishmishpetik Allah. it's not a aloche in binodem chaveire between the masker and the sefer. As far it's an erachaim dika aloche. In other words, since when the chiyuv dika arose, so then it couldn't be chal on the sefer because he was not a tenant of the houses yet. So in the melee, it was chal on the masker. But it's a binodem mokem dika aloche. It's not a binodem chaveire dika aloche. So Mimele, if it had been a Binod Mechaveira Dike Aloche, a Cheshivishpe Dike Aloche, a schus vested in the Seicher, that the responsibility of being Vedic is upon us. So then it could demand you reimburse me. But it's not a Cheshivishpe Dike Aloche. It's a bit more than the Kaloch. In other words, the Chachomim were misakin chiyuv dike. Upon who were the misakin? Upon the masker, upon the secher. So we say, since the secher was not as yet a secher of the house, so they were misakin the masker. But it's not a schus in the secher. It's a bit more than the Kaloch. It's not a chishmish for the Kaloch. So this is what the Ram says. Sharinoli maske klau. The mitzvah of chud the ram yali the maske. The avol gavdo yavdo like chiyuvin mameini olay klau. But then you ask, how is it possible? True, it's not the bnei chaver the kalach. It's not the kalach. But the bnei morkin the kalach chiyuv was chal upon the maske. So why should he sustain monetary loss to do something that was primarily incumbent upon the maskir? So the Ran says, if, let's say, it had been in on the chaveri dika aloche, so then he would have a good time. I should suffer a monetary loss in the Ramuet. In the Ramuet, because of you. But it's not in on the chaveri dika aloche. So Mimele, he has no time against him. So the maskir can tell him, what do you want? I should reimburse you because I am not such a tzaddik and you are a bigger tzaddik. Okay, so I'm not a tzaddik. You can't have kindness to me because I'm not such a tzaddik. I was born. So I'm not such a tzaddik. So you are a bigger tzaddik. Okay. You want to fulfill the mitzvah. Go ahead. But why should I pay you? Because you want to be a bigger tzaddik, more of a Yerushalayim than I should pay you for it. All right. But the Ran Shite, who is Chelek Ante Isves, and the Ramban is a bit Chelek. On the surface, I mean, I can tell you only what I would say if we didn't have the Machlekes. So I would say like the Isves, and I would say like the Ramban. Both. But the Ram is Chelek Ante Isves and on the Ramban. All right. Nan Hosam, Reb Meir Meir, Eichlin Kol Chomesh. Now, in other words, that according to Reb Meir, so the first 5 hours, you can eat chometz. Now let's say first, now these hours, now all the Rishonim, and all the Rishonim, and practically all the poskim, there are a few poskim who say in contrary, say that it's manias, not obvious. So in other words, when the day is longer than 12 hours, then you have to figure it out. But let's say an equinox day, and Pesach time usually is an equinox time. Usually, more or less, if you miss more, it's about...
an hour.
Yeah, that's right. So in Mele, according to the mayor, in an, if Erev Pesach is an equinox day, so Eichlin Kol Chametz, according to Shtis Agor, that we calculate it on the basis of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset, so then it means till 11 o'clock we can eat Chametz according to Rameya. We serve him with Chlashesh. And when do we have to burn the Chametz? Right after 11. Right immediately after 11. At the beginning of the 6th hour. Rabbi Yudei Meir, and we pass on like Rabbi Yudei. Eichlin Kol Arba, the Bachila is Muta the first 4 hours. So again, in an equinox day, till 10 o'clock, you can eat Chametz, according to Shittas Agor. We tell him Kol Chametz, but it's Muta Banoye, till 11 o'clock, we say a bit Rashish, and we pass like Rabbi Yudei. So the machlekes is on the rabbanu level. Until when can you eat chometz mit the rabbanu? Whether till 10 o'clock or till 11 o'clock. But as far as the ice is concerned, so everybody agrees that we can, that chometz is osea from chatzei san. Mishay Shoye, so in my law, Chomet is also. Mie, Kulal.
12 o'clock.
12 standard. The Kulal, Mie, Chomet, Mishay Shoye, so in my law, also. We know. How do we know that? Now, from this Gemara, it appears that after Chatzos, Chometz is also b'achilim the rice. Chometz is also b'achilim the rice. I mean, it's not such a big question because there is a machlekes between Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon. Reb Yudah says that Chometz is also the rice, not only on Pesach itself, but in Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, Kedem on Pesach, after Chatzos. And then, after Pesach, Chomet shall be soil shava all over Pesach, according to Rabbi Yudah, is also a midrais. Is also a midrais. Reb Shimon says that the love of the rice applies only to Pesach itself, Shivas Yom. Then there is Kores, there is Malkes, there is love. But Kedem HaPesach, or Achar HaPesach, even by Chomet Shal Yisrael, there is no love. There is no love there is. So Mele, now. So one second, what is it?
Is this the same
Rabbi Yudah is the same Rabbi Yudah. But on that point, so there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. Whether there is a love deraisa in Achilas Chometz, Kedem HaPesach, Lachar HaPesach, or Lachar HaPesach, Lachar HaPesach means Chomet Shal Yisroel Lachar HaPesach. So, or not. So, according to Rabbi Yudah, there is a love deraisa, Kedem HaPesach, Bein Chomet Shal Yisroel, Bein Chomet Shal Akol. So, Lachar HaTzeis, there is a love deraisa. And according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no love deraisa, Kedem HaPesach. And then there is another machlekes between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon in regard to Lachar HaPesach, Chomet Shal Yisroel. So according to Rabbi Yudah, there is a love deraisa to eat Chomet Shal Yisroel, Shavah Olav HaPesach. And according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no love deraisa to eat Chomet Shal Yisroel, Shavah Olav HaPesach. Now, the Gemara Daf Lamed says in so many words that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon in regard to Chomet Shal Yisroel Shavah Olav HaPesach, that it's only osa mid rabbonon because of the knas, he was eva bal yoy, but mid raisa it's muta. Now, the Gemara in Erev, Daf Mem Vov, mentions the cloud, that generally speaking, whenever we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon, so the halacha is like Rabbi Yudah. That's the Gemara in Erev, Daf Mem Vov. But in respect to the machlekes between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon, insofar Chometz l'achar HaPesach is concerned, Chomesh Shal Yisroel Achar HaPesach is concerned. So there is a Gemara Mefreshes that Lamed that the Halacha is like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, that Chomesh Shal Yisroel Achar HaPesach is Mutar Midaraisi, but only Midarabonon it is also as a Knas. As a Knas. The question is, does that mean, since the Gemara says that the Halacha is like Rav Shimon in regard to Chomets Lachar HaPesach, not like Rav Yudeh, even though the general rule is that whenever there is a machlokes between Rav Yudeh and Rav Shimon, so the Halacha is like Rav Yudeh, maybe it applies to the machlokes between Rav Yudeh and Rav Shimon in regard to Chomets Kedem HaPesach, that also the Halacha is like Rav Shimon. So the Ravid and the Ramban both say that not only do we paskin like Rav Shimon in respect to Chometz Lachar HaPesach, but we paskin like Rav Shimon in respect to Chometz Kedem HaPesach, Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach, so Lachar HaTzeis does not involve the love thereof. Because we pass like Rav Shimon. But why should we pass like Rav Shimon? For generally, whenever there is a machlekes between Rav Yudeh and Rav Shimon, so the halacha is like Rav Yudeh, the answer is, but here Rav Yudeh and Rav Shimon are chilek, not only in respect to Chometz Kedem HaPesach, but in Chometz Lachar HaPesach too. And Chometz Lachar HaPesach, the Gemara says, Beferesh Daf Lamed, that the halacha is like Rav Shimon. So Chometz Kedem HaPesach holds the halacha is like Rav Shimon. The Rambam is chilek. The Rambam, of course, in regard to Chometz Shal Yisroel Lachar HaPesach, he passes like Rav Shimon because the Gemara says so. It's only Yosam Rabbanon as a Knas. But in regard to Chometz Erev Pesach Lachar HaTzeis, the Rambam passes there is a love derisive. Rambam Perek Aleph Mihilches Chometz Ma'atzah Halacha Ches says as follows: Oso Rechel Chometz B'Yim Aboso Mechatzeis Hayim Olemailo Shehu Mitchil Asho Shviz B'Yim Yicholoichel Bizman Hazeh Leikim Natere Shenema Luisich Halof Chometz Kalima Al Kov Ma'Pesach Kach Lomdu Mipi Ashmur Bifirush Dovoze Luisich Al Chometz מישור שרויו לשחית את הפסח שהוא בין הערביים והוא חצי היין. סודרי וסייס עומר אברום מלכס מחצי סביעי לחיים ממחווה תחיבן תקלנולון כרב שימן ולפני זמני ויחר זמני דלידורי שאנחנו קוראים לסייכו לסייכו ולפני זמני ואחר זמני נעידו סבחי למנת הירו ממי מרגישים תשפיסו סעיר אוי מלוי סישחת על חומץ כדי רבי אבל איסר ענו אלקי מנת הירה ומהו כסנמלס סודרי בצז נו הוא יפסקים לי כרבשים but the Gemara says בפירש דף למד דף חופטז דף למד that we passed like Rav Shimon. So the Magid Mishnah says, the Gemara says it's in regard to Lachas Mane, Chomesh Shal Yisroel Lachas Mane, but in regard to Kedem's Mane, so there we passed like Rav Yudeh, like the general rule. So that's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Now, so he says, oh, Vidas Adenim, the Magid Mishnah, כן, שכך מוצוסי, ביוחס הרב רב יצחוק אבן גייזר, וביהו הלוחק רב יודה, ואף אגב זה הקים לו לסתם הסניסן של רב שימן, אבל מהלוחק מייסי, הוסום לאחר זמני, אבל לפני זמן אלוהי, וכן בהלוחס פסוקס פוסקו שעושה בנוי, איסן שויס, ומשמע דייסור את רייסי, וישיתו נכני, אבל הרב רב אברום והסוגס, סוכסס מפורשם אחרים, ספרים שהלוך את רב שמעון בכל דבור, ואימרים שמחצי זוילך אין במינתר להיסרסה, דהיינה שמצווה לוויה מארבעים הורישים, כדאיסה פרקמם מדרובה, דומה לסישכת על חומץ, כדאיסה להיר, אבל מלכס ואיסה הנויה מנתר הלכה, איסר אחר נתור ודריס, הם ניסרסה, אף תשביסו. אלו דבריהם בדברי רבנים והגנים נרמיקה.